105.7 KLZ, Reno's Classic Rock. I'm Max Volume, hanging out with Doug Clifford. Reno's own Doug Clifford is here. How you doing, Doug?
Couldn't be better, man.
Man, this is so awesome. I mean, Creedence's 50th anniversary. You guys are still going strong. Creedence Clearwater Revisited, making an appearance. We'll talk about that a little bit later. This summer, on your 50th anniversary, you will be here doing a hometown show.
Well, we gotta take care of the hometown folks. Yeah. There we go.
There's some bands that won't play their hometown.
Completely nonsense.
David Coverdale.
Come on, David.
David.
I'll talk
David.
To him.
Oh, I can't do a home show.
You do a good David.
But you know what? You guys have been having fun for all this time. Yeah. Let's go back to the beginning. The beginning in Creedence, you, Stu, John Fogerty, you were kids hanging out. Tom was a little bit older. He was already becoming a very stylistic musician. But one day, John decides he wants the guitar too. And Tom Fogerty he's a bit older. How many?
4 years older.
Yeah, he'd already started a band and started to play. And yeah. John says, I want to play. And John Fogerty's dad says, hop in the car, let's go to Sears. And you went with him down to Sears and bought a guitar and an amp. It was a Silvertone.
Silvertone amp, Sears and Robux. Mm-hmm. They don't make them any better than that. $40 for the two.
Yeah, I still have one of my Silvertones. I have my Silvertone acoustic. I wish I still had my Silvertone electric.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It had like switches to turn the pickups on and off, and it was right under where you strum. It was a crazy guitar with four knobs on one side, two on the other. It was a crazy guitar. A
lot of knobs for those days, I'll tell you.
I'm telling you.
Knob Hill.
We're talking to Doug Clifford of Creedence, 50 years of Lotus Radio Rock in Reno, and 50 years of Creedence rocking the world.
Well, somebody's got to do it, you know.
We were talking one time about how, you know, here in America, rock is still strong. Maybe rap's popular, whatever. You go around the world, and rock and roll is the world music.
Yes.
And you go to places like Brazil and South America and Asia and Europe, and oh my God, they Creedence is here.
There's a major crazy heartbeat happening in those places, I'm telling you. And we play Latin America a lot, and the fans go berserk. We were just talking about the World Cup. They go into soccer chants in between songs. Ayo, ayo, Creedence, Creedence. And it's so loud, we can't start a song because we can't hear the count. It's really cool.
Well, but you know, it goes back to that ride, you and John riding with John's dad down to Sears to buy a Silvertone guitar and amp for $40. And from that point, all this came.
Yeah.
All this came.
I love Silvertone.
Now, there come a time when Tom Fogerty, he had a band, what, the Blue Velvets? Or that was
that? That was ours.
That was you guys.
Yeah.
So Tom had his own, what, the Flame
Spider and Spider Web and the Insects.
Spider Web and the Insects.
Yeah.
So he's got a chance to make a demo to get to some people because his music's turned some heads. The girls are showing up at the shows. It's a thing. This Tom Fogerty guy has got something going on. And he goes to his bandmates. He says, hey, man, I'm taking us into the studio. We're going to make a demo. We got a chance at something here. And his bandmates say to Tom Fogerty, will there be any chicks? Are we getting paid? And because of those, you know, he says, no, there's no chicks. We're going in the studio. And no, we're not getting paid. We're making a demo to give to the record companies. You know, we might get something out of this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, screw it. I'd rather work on my car.
Yeah, thank God for the I'm glad he had a car, because then Tom came to us, the little guys with the Silvertone and my half drum set and Stewie's piano, and asked if we would back him up in the studio. And we said, make a record, and he said yes. And we said, oh man, is this cool? And we started the recording process, and 10 years later we got our first hit.
Now you guys went down to in Berkeley and Grand Avenue,
Oakland actually.
Oakland.
Grand Avenue
in Oakland.
Yeah.
And there was such a small place that you had to set the drums up against the window and sit on the window ledge with your butt hanging out the window.
Oh, yeah.
While you recorded, and I've heard those first demos.
Yeah.
You played them to me on your phone.
Yeah. I did.
The Grand Avenue demos.
Yeah, I wish I had a video, but there was no video cameras back in those days, and my butt was on the. It was on the second floor, so anybody that looked up at the building saw my ass going back and forth. I don't know what they were thinking. What is happening here? Who is doing that, and why?
We're talking to Doug Clifford, Creedence Clearwater Revisited, Creedence Clearwater Revival, 50th anniversary of the band. And we're going to come back with a six-pack of nonstop rock that is all Creedence Clearwater, all on the way right here on KOZC.